Sunnyside in early summer. Ellen White enjoyed her Sunnyside home, situated on what had now become a tract of 60 acres. She bought more land to help furnish money to the school. The climate of New South Wales, she wrote, is as good as any I have knowledge of, and you know, I have traveled nearly round the inhabited world. We came here to get the benefit of this climate. She commented, my health has improved very much lately. During the last 2 years I have done more writing than I have ever done before in the same period of time. I am now writing largely. She pointed out, no time clock was kept, and when not under the pressure of a crisis, the workers were free to find relaxation and diversions. On the Sunnyside farm she had 4 horses and 3 cows. 3 of her women helpers, Sarah McIntyre, May Israel, and Minnie Hawkins, each had a saddle horse. In a letter to Edson she wrote of her workers and their recreation. The garden is the exercise ground for my workers. Early and late the girls are at work in the garden when they are off duty. It is better for them, and more satisfactory than any exercise they can have. I could not persuade Marion to ride, could not get her, free, from her ridings, but now she has her interest awakened and I have no fears but that she will get out of her chair and work in the garden. This garden of flowers is a great blessing to my girls, and they are working with the tomato raising, planting and caring for the tomatoes. As to the food served in her Sunnyside home, she wrote, my table is furnished with fruit in its season. Vegetables, fruit, and bread form our table fare. As we are educating colonials in health principles, we do not under any circumstances place meat on the table. Some of our present company are as pupils in a school, and therefore, precept and example must be harmonious. Each year we put up not less than 600 or 800 quarts of canned fruit. We have peaches, apricots, nectarines, grapes, plums, and tomatoes canned. On Friday morning, December 4, 1896, she discovered a ripe peach in her orchard. She wrote in her diary, today I picked the first ripe peach, deep red in color, from my orchard. These peach trees were planted 1 year ago the last September. We have several nectarine trees, bearing red-cheeked, fine-looking fruit, some of which is nearly ripe. Next year we will have quite an abundance of fruit if the blessing of the Lord rests upon our trees. The demonstration at Sunnyside was working well.